Lindsey Graham backtracks after calling GOP's storming of Schiff's secret impeachment lair nuts. By Hannah Blow on October 24, 2019. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, on Wednesday corrected his initial reaction to House Republicans storming House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff's DCA secret impeachment lair, calling it nuts. Explaining that he was initially told their actions would be a GOP version of Occupy Wall Street. He added, apparently it was a peaceful protest. Big difference. About two dozen House Republicans stormed Schiff's secret impeachment chamber in the basement of the Capitol on Wednesday, where Schiff has been running the Democrats' impeachment inquiry behind closed doors, out of the view of the general public and most Republican lawmakers. The Senate Judiciary Committee chairman initially called the move nuts. They're making a run in the SIF. That's not the way to do it. That's nuts, Graham said Wednesday, according to the Wall Street Journal's Lindsey Wise. His remarks came as a surprise to some, as Graham has agreed that Democrats' handling of the impeachment inquiry has been a farce. Graham this week defended President Trump's use of the word lynching to describe the Democrats' handling of the probe, telling reporters that it is akin to a mob taking over the rule of law and adding, "This is a joke, this is a sham, and this is a political lynching." Graham quickly backtracked after describing the House GOP members' actions as nuts, claiming he was initially given what appeared to be a faulty description of the Republican lawmakers' plan. Correction, I was initially told House GOP took the SIF by force, basically like a GOP version of Occupy Wall Street. Apparently it was a peaceful protest. Big difference, Graham clarified in a tweet. I understand their frustration and they have good reason to be upset, he added. Graham is expected to formally introduce a resolution alongside Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, condemning the House of Representatives' closed-door, illegitimate impeachment inquiry at a news conference slated for 3 p.m. EST.